Radioga. Welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty.
Thank you, Sage. I'm happy to be here. Finally, we have some spring, if not summer, weather. Today, we're going to be going over some definitions to summarize the past 3 weeks where we've talked about the way the body and the mind and the nervous system control our breath. We're going to discuss the definition of yoga first off. It comes from an ancient root word yug, which means yoke, like yoking oxen together, or carrying buckets of water up a hill using a yoke to help keep your shoulder strength together and allow you to manage the work of carrying water up a hill. So yug or yoga means connection, basically bringing union to the mind and the body through our attention. And a lot of times we have experiences where we're living in our body and kind of getting a job done, maybe mowing the lawn or hiking even to get up to a scenic vista, and we're kind of rushing through the process. Our body is moving, it's active, and our mind is on the goal and in the future. And a little bit about the reason that we practice attention to the breath in yoga is to try to yoke or bring together the mind into what the body's doing, or pull the body into what the mind is doing. So I like to use the metaphor of a fisherman casting out a line, like the body is the fisherman at times, casting out a line to the mind to capture it and bring it into connection and awareness of what the body's doing. So when you're out on that hike and start sweating and breathing heavily and you have to stop and take a break to catch your breath, that's the body saying, hey, mind, stop for a minute, pay attention to me. And then the vehicle to kind of get your attention is the breath. And so you can kind of move those pieces in any order that you'd like. You can sit and meditate and focus on the breath specifically to pull the mind in. And you can just practice some deep full breaths that are similar to yawning. So I basically wanted to start the process of introducing pranayama by showing everybody how their body naturally promotes control of the breath. So pranayama, we'll go over the definitions for that. Prana is life force or vital energy, what keeps us alive, and our level of aliveness. You can think of it as, is your tank of gas full or empty or half full? And yama is restraint or control. So when you put the two together, pranayama, the main way for us, the main vehicle for us to control our vital energy, to raise or lower that level of energy or fill or empty the tank, is through breath control. So that's why in the practice of yoga, we actually focus on the breath, and we'll do things that are very similar to yawning, sighing, holding the breath, exhaling out, holding the breath empty, and various ways of bringing forth that natural control of the breath. So yogis kind of realize, wow, the central nervous system is doing this already. I can jumpstart the process by paying attention to the breath. So we're going to practice some deep, slow breathing this morning, similar to possibly yawning, and then similar again to sighing. So we're going to take a deep full breath in through the nostrils. Exhaling out through the mouth with a sigh. So listen to the sound of your own breath if you're practicing at home, or listen to the sound of mine and Sage's breath on the radio. And one more time. So for the next 3 breaths, we're going to practice closing our mouths and breathing out through the nostrils. Breath through the nostrils slows the breath down, calms the mind, and actually cools the breath. So on a hot summer's day, this slow motion breath through the nostrils in and out can really cool the body and calm the mind. So inhaling in. Slow, steady exhalation one more time. And then just notice the stillness possibly that brings, or the awareness of what's going on in the mind, what's happening in the body. This is Terry Flaherty for Radioga, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.